Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Alberti, CEO and founder of Content Marketing Plaza, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Now, if your breakthrough is having a successful online business, one of the big things you need for that is a funnel. And one of the things that I do is that I create funnels for people for free if you are not on ClickFunnels yet. So if you want more on that, definitely contact me. That info will be in the show notes. But what are we going to talk about in today's episode? Well, one of the things in business also is finances, because if you don't make money, it's very hard to keep the business open. And I think one of the things we all have to do is gain more confidence in our future finances. Because if we have more confidence in our finances, it just gives us a peace of mind. And from a business context, the ability to further spread our message, further reach customers, and do all these different things that we want to do. So finances, we all know they're pretty important. This episode is going to cover that. Today's guest who joins us today, he has built global cross-border companies for the past 15 years as an entrepreneur. He helps people create strong financial foundations for themselves and their families. So pretty much, if you want to find new ways to optimize your financial life, look at interesting investments, and take long workations with your family while exploring new places, this is the episode for you. So today's guest for episode 337 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Shlomo Freud. Shlomo, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Wow, Mark, what an intro. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Shlomo, it is such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. I look forward to taking this deep dive in financial confidence. I feel like it's something that no matter how financially fit you feel, you're always looking for ways to get more confidence in that area. So before we talk about that topic, I'm wondering if you could give us some background into why you decided to just go out there and help people with their future finances.
Sure. So as you said, as you mentioned, I'm an entrepreneur for the past 15 years, and I built several companies. I mentored and guided hundreds of other entrepreneurs. I built a company in China, and that company is still working, and I stepped down from managing it, and I had the time then to build a company which is a true passion of mine. So Free Financial Self was born from my passion to help people align their desired lifestyle with their future finances. That's basically it. It's helping people being stress-free about their money and happier in their life. That's my goal. And since personal finance is a true passion of mine from a young age, everything aligns for me right now.
And I really love that goal of helping people be stress-free with their money, because I feel like there are a lot of people who they experience stress with money at some point in their lives. Some people are still in it. So it's certainly it's a very admirable goal, because again, it's something that a lot of people have. And just before we get into more of the finances, one of the things I mentioned is a workation, which I'm actually very intrigued by. I know what you did there with the work and the vacation, but I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit on what that is, because I feel like there are some people who they feel like going on vacation means sacrificing work, and not being with their families means sacrificing work, and work sacrificing family. So we have all these different concepts. So I'm wondering if you could share the workation, because I feel like that's something a lot of people could really benefit from.
Sure. So let me just add one more sentence about the personal side. So we are location independent family, and we homeschool our 3-year-old daughter. So we are a family. It's not just a couple. And basically, we're going on workations 1 to 2 times a year, and every time for 2 to 3 months. Now, as example, I'm in Sri Lanka, so we have one more month left here. It's a 3-month workation. It's combining work and vacation, and you're not sacrificing anything. You're combining those. So what we do, we just travel very slowly in a country to different places. There are some times that we are more work-oriented, so we will be maybe creating some kind of a routine day in a place for a few weeks, and then we'll have a few weeks of travel. So we'll travel around the country or wherever we are. And then our work would not be a full day, basically. So that would be just from time to time, maybe checking emails or stuff like that. But it would be mostly about sightseeing and being with the family and all that. And on the routine time, it will be more working, but we're still on vacation. We're still in another country. We're still experiencing it and enjoying the place, enjoying the people. So we love that lifestyle.
Yeah, and that is certainly a very interesting concept. Now, of course, location independent is a big part of that, but I feel like a lot of people, you go on a 1 week vacation, you still have work and responsibilities to do because we're connected online. So some people, they're not able to let go of their work and they have less time on vacation. Other people, they feel like they're really enjoying the vacation, but they can't get their work done. So definitely a very interesting solution to strike that balance. But now we'll talk about the finances, because I know that's what a lot of people are really interested about for this episode. So I'm wondering if you can just share with us a little bit on how we can sort of de-stress with our thoughts about money, because I feel like a lot of people are stressed out about that topic.
So I think a lot of the stress is coming from not really aligning your desired lifestyle with your finances. Basically, they're detached. So people are making money for the sake of making it without really thinking of the destination. And just like, I listened to your podcast, and you mentioned on one of the episodes, you had guests Brian and Shannon Miles, and they were speaking about, they mentioned delegate the results, not the tasks. And I actually really support the same mindset. We need to think of the end result, where we're heading, what we're going to do, what we really want, and align the lifestyle with the finances towards that. And I work with my clients on a specific roadmap to get to that alignment. And that's really, really important. And that obviously gets people to be less stressed about money, because they know where they're at every time and they know where they're heading.
And I mean, that's a really interesting idea, because I feel like there are people who, they want to make money just hit a certain amount of income. And while, like, you know, certain lifestyles require that you're a millionaire, and being a millionaire obviously gives you more choices. Other people, you know, they may just have a lifestyle that works with the money that they're making, or they don't have to make as big of a jump if they see that basically what they want is already given to them. So, for instance, you don't have to go out and buy a Lamborghini. You could just buy like another car, for instance. So, I mean, that alone is a lot less expensive. And I know Lamborghini is an extreme example, but we could find this in other areas of our lives as well. So,
but Mark, you can rent that Lamborghini if you really want that experience. That's okay, because after driving for a month with the Lamborghini, you're probably not going to feel that it's a Lamborghini. Like, you have that experience and you got that experience, and that's cheaper than buying it. So it's legitimate to have those wants. It's just a matter of aligning them and then, of course, optimize them to however you live.
That is a really great point. Thank you for adding that in, because, I mean, also, like, in the case of a Lamborghini, we'll just mention this a little bit more and then stop and move on to more stuff. But I don't want this to turn into, like, a ratio episode or something like that. But, like, with the Lamborghini, if you do buy it, you know, day one, like, you feel, like, amazing. But then, like, you know, month three and, oh, it's just still there. So you definitely lose appreciation for something like that after you buy it.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'm all into experiences. It's just a matter of doing them the right way.
Yeah, I'm definitely in for that too. I mean, I value more of the vacation traveling than just like buying like luxury stuff. So that definitely alone could be a conversation. I know everyone has different opinions on that topic, but I feel like what we were talking a little bit on is the difference between having a short-term mindset and a long-term mindset when it comes to our finances. Because long term, like, you keep on investing your money, you keep on getting X amount of return each year, and you just keep investing. But the problem of only having a long term mindset is you die with all that pile of money, not really able to live your lifestyle. So I'm wondering if you could share a little bit on how we can balance between the short term and the long term focuses when it comes to money.
So it all drills down into choices and decisions. So if you are able to plan ahead for all your, let's say, big lifetime expenses that you going to live for whatever, and hopefully we're not dying tomorrow, then you are able to, you know where you are on that road, okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So after you made that those decisions or you made those choices, then you are able to say, okay, I choose this and I don't choose that. Perhaps is there a better way to... Okay, let's... I think we need to cut down the recording here. Sorry.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure.
Because I had something in mind, then I lost track.
So with all this in mind, how can we have a balance between the short-term part and the long-term balance with managing our money?
So it all drills down into choices. It's, you can say, I want to spend a lot of money now, but you need to know what are the ramifications along the way and to your future. And that's fine if you choose that. So if you plan ahead, and as I said, to get to the results, to get to the end, then you can choose to do something or not do something at that very moment. If I want to go to a luxury hotel every year or every month or whatever, and that support, and you can support yourself, fine, just know what's going to happen. But it also drills down to little things. It can even drill down to your daily cup of coffee in Starbucks. I mean, that's compounding over 30 years is a lot of money. So do you want to spend that? Do you don't want to spend that? So make those choices. Just be aware of that. That will really balances between the long term and the short term. Make those choices.
And it is great to be aware of those opportunities and how they affect your short term and long term. I mean, that Starbucks coffee, I feel like, is the most, that is the biggest target for people who want to make a point about, you know, how much money you can compound, or, you know, you could buy a Starbucks or you can get this training that this other person's offering. So I feel like Starbucks is that's definitely the biggest target on that kind of an area, but it definitely applies in a lot more other areas as well. And part of having that financial peace and prosperity, I mean, unless you're making a lot of money on your own, I feel like for the majority of people, even those who are making a lot of money, they are investing it in different things, in stocks, in real estates. For some people, that would also be cryptocurrency. And I'm bringing this up because there are some indicators that show, like, hey, maybe we might be in a recession pretty soon. So I think stuff like that can really stress people, especially when you look at people who they've put in so much into like a 401k or something like that. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we stay confident about our financial situation, even if the news maybe or something like that may be saying, oh, recession coming or something like that?
So obviously there is no 100% guarantee for anything.
Definitely.
So we really need to be ready there. And yes, sometimes we talk about recession, but it doesn't mean that it will influence you, or maybe it will just partially influence you. And you can mitigate this with diversification. So don't put all your money in the same kind of stock, in the same sector, maybe not in the same geography. So as example, I invest in different geographies, and I also invest in different sectors, and I also invest in different ways. So it will be crowd investing in real estate and stocks. So it's unlikely that everything will drop together. And also, if you're thinking long term, even if something is drops now, it doesn't matter if you're planning to stop working in 25 years. Mm. Because the money would still keep compounding, and the economy has its cycles, so it will go back up. So you just have to trust that. So it's diversification and also long-term thinking, as you said.
And that's a really great point because within the headlines, like if anyone follows that, and I feel like people who they have their money invested, they definitely follow that more than others. But if you look at those headlines, you know, you could either be really elated or you could be really stressed. But if you have that long-term focus, it's easier for you to just be more comfortable, ride the waves, and end up coming out okay if you invest in something that is overall going to appreciate, like the economy or something like that. So, I mean, in short term, like, you know, it may go down, but it's important not to stress out about that. Yeah, I think that's important.
Keep with a plan. Yeah. That's the most important thing. Keep the plan.
Yeah, I definitely love that advice. Keep with the plan. And like plans, like they're really important for financial success. And I feel like not having a plan can hold a lot of people back from having financial independence. I'm wondering, based on what you've seen, if there's any other key things that prevent people from just being able to have financial confidence.
Except of planning?
Other than planning.
People are sometimes being unreasonable about things. I mean, even just a headline in the news, it just doesn't make sense. I would say even sometimes turn off those things because there's a lot of noise out there. And when you trust of the former data that we have and the cycles of the economy, like things would be just fine. And of course, this has to come with other things that you have to do. So you have to optimize your finances, and you have to be frugal in your expenses and your vacations or your lifestyle. I mean, be reasonable about that. Don't overspend, but align all those things together, and that will work.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting to just tune out a lot of that stuff because, I mean, especially if you have a long-term investment, it's better to just think about that long-term and also have this idea of, you know, what kind of lifestyle do you want? And being frugal definitely makes any lifestyle a lot easier to accomplish. And frugal is certainly a great habit to have. And with that in mind, I'm wondering if you could share with us some of the habits you have developed that have been essential for your success.
So I'd give some examples from our vocations because it's a good example. So we don't go short term to a vacation. Like we're not going to go for a week. It's not optimizing the time, it's not optimizing the money, and we really try to, you know, go for as long as we want or as long as we can, and that will still be optimized. So as example, we are now gone from our house for 3 months, but this house is now rented, so that actually covers large sum of our trip. And we happen to be in Sri Lanka this time, which is great because that's much more affordable than in other countries for us. So that's also another thing. So we optimize all that together, and this really been something we're already doing this for 3 or 4 times now. So we already got to the habit of what we want to do, how long it should be, what's the pace of traveling, and really not jumping over what we can spend. So we always try to obviously improve, but that's basically the routine.
And it's interesting how you have this down for your lifestyle, and you're really deep into it. I mean, some people, they go out for a week. That's their lifestyle. That's their vacation. You spend multiple months in the same vacation spot because that's what fits your lifestyle. So I think big part of it is us figuring out what lifestyle do we actually want, and then figuring out what are the habits and the choices we need to develop to make that lifestyle a reality.
Yes, definitely. And I'm going back to that cliche with the Starbucks coffee, because it really, when you go and you make the habit of planning and look at your finances and your desired lifestyle, you can see what you're giving up for what thing. So you can say, again, that Starbucks coffee, but it can be anything, now means that maybe I will retire only 3 years later. Or it means that now I have to give up the college payment for my son in 10 years, as example. It's really one against the other all the time. So as I said at the beginning, make those choices. Just make the decision and then go along with that decision.
Yeah, that is really awesome and insight, because I mean, it does boil down to our choices and decisions, and just being aware of what one opportunity is costing you in the future can really help you make better ones in the long term, while also being a lot more careful of short-term decisions and making sure that the few short-term decisions you pick are leading to the lifestyle you want. So definitely really great insights there. And one of the questions that I do want to ask you, because we're all into personal development and learning more insights. So I'm wondering if you can share with us one book that you believe would have a positive impact on us.
Yes, I'm glad to. So I'll recommend a book which is called Your Money or Your Life by Vicky Rubin and Joe Dominguez. Some people might have heard about it. It's kind of the Bible for the FIRE community, which is a financial independence retire early community. But basically, these books talk about when is enough for people, money-wise, but also other aspects of life, to really help you understand when it's not too much, it's not too little, it's just right. And it's a really good book. I'm happy to recommend it.
Shlomo, thank you for sharing with us that great book recommendation. That will be in the show notes, marketberry.com/E337, Content Marketing Secrets and Podcast Domination. Those are two of my books, which we will throw in there as well. And I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
I think that the best question is, how do we align best our lifestyle and life goals with our finances? That should always be in our mind, and therefore making the right choices for us, for ourselves.
Shlomo, thank you for sharing with us that great question. Again, that focus on our lifestyle and really being able to calculate that down to the penny for how much we need to be making, profit, and just living that lifestyle, since we only get one life. So thank you for giving us that question. All of your great insights to our time together, I greatly appreciate it. So I know that you have a calculator for us so that we can assess how much we are worth. So I'm wondering if you could share with us that link and any other places where we could find us.
Yes, sure. So the tool is on my website. That's www.freefinancialself.com/mark with C at the end, like your name. People can download that there. And you can also find me on Instagram, on Free Financial Self, on Twitter. That would be Free Financial SF, the letter S, the letter F. And my name on Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm on all of those, and I'm glad to connect.
Shlomo, thank you so much for sharing those resources and all the great insights throughout our time together. It was such a pleasure to have you on the Breakthrough Success Podcast.
It was awesome being here. Thank you very, very much, Mark.